The nuclear arms race is back on, the head of the Conference on Disarmament has warned. UN News' Daniel Johnson spoke to Michael Mueller, who is the Secretary General of the conference, the only multilateral venue for disarmament discussions. In the interview, Mr. Mueller explained why the forum has been deadlocked for more than two decades and what this could mean for the future of the world.
The Conference on Disarmament, which was created 40 years ago this year, was and still is supposed to be the single place where member states negotiate disarmament treaties. It hasn't negotiated a thing for the last 22 years.
This is to do with fissile treaties.
Anything. Of course, the big item is around nuclear stuff, because this has been the order of the day for the past several decades. This change, and we can talk about that in a moment. But that was a focus, and it still is. And there's many reasons for that. The world changed, the geopolitical situation changed. The major powers who possess nuclear weapons were not particularly interested in doing away with them because they were a very central part to their defense strategies. But nevertheless, it is a place where we have been talking for a long time. And it is one of the many manifestations of why the United Nations was created in the first place. It's a neutral table around which everybody, big and small, rich and poor, powerful and not so powerful, can get together and discuss the rules and the regulations that we are collectively agreeing on how we manage our planet.
It's perhaps worth reminding those who maybe don't know, but the UN Charter mentions specifically disarmament. It calls for weapons of mass destruction to be removed from this planet. The Treaty of Versailles, we were saying this just before we came on air, also contains a little-known clause about not just Germany disarming, but all great powers.
All of us. The first resolution that was ever passed by the General Assembly was on disarmament. And it has done extraordinary things. The Conference on Disarmament, they came up and negotiated and signed the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, the Biological Weapons Convention that stopped the use and the production of those weapons that are really nasty. It was part of the conversations around the Partial Test Ban Treaty, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. A whole series of very, very important treaties that have been the bedrock of the way that we have conducted international relations for the past 40 years.
So that was part of the bold and pivotal role of the Conference on Disarmament that you were talking about when you spoke to the 65 member states plus the observer nations a few weeks ago when the first plenary session opened. And that's what you want to get back to.
Well, I want to get back to the ability to do so. You know, history is a moving target. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have war, sometimes we have peace. But throughout all this, we have to continue talking and we have to continue being able to debate and to make sure that we don't blindly walk into situations that are catastrophic, which is very much what disarmament is about.
So that's your very specific idea of where we are. But I just wonder how that marries with younger generations than us, for example, because they want things immediately. Perhaps how do we take the Conference on Disarmament out of this palace of nations? How do we explain the value of what is it actually doing?
Well, actually, things have been taken out of the Conference on Disarmament. There's a number of treaties that have been negotiated. The most recent one was the Small Arms Treaty, a very important treaty that addressed one of the worst problems on the planet. In fact, more people die from small arms and die from, you know, big cannons. And so the world agreed on how to deal with that, the trade in that. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than not having anything. The new generation is quite right in being impatient. Right now, the nuclear arms race is back on, in the sense that lots of countries who have nuclear arms are upgrading their stockpiles, coming up with new ideas, going exactly the opposite direction of where we have been going for quite a while and where the majority of the world's population wants to go. We have a ban treaty that was actually agreed on, not last year, which bans the production, the use and the stockpiling of nuclear weapons. But that problem actually pales in comparison with what is coming down the pike in terms of new technologies and artificial intelligence. The weaponization of new technologies is happening already. It's not being regulated. There is no ethical injection into how we're going to use them. It's done in the private sector. And we need to seriously sit down and start discussing how we are going to regulate the use of these weapons that are very, very scary.
And I should say that in addition to being the Director General here at the UN in Geneva and the Secretary General on the Conference on Disarmament, you are also the personal representative of the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, who only last year launched a new agenda for disarmament.
Yes.
And he called for well, exactly what you're calling for, more action. So what's your sort of interaction, if you don't mind me asking, between yourself and Mr. Guterres on that agenda that he's so keen and committed to?
He sets the tone, he sets the policy, and I try to implement it. But what it did more than that. I mean, his agenda for disarmament was a really important document. The fact is that we cannot look at disarmament in isolation. Disarmament has to be done for a purpose. It has to be done to save lives. It has to be done to help countries improve their development level. It has to be used to create peace in general and to create an atmosphere in which the well-being of our brothers and sisters around the globe continues to grow. And that changes the conversation because it's kind of taking it out of a silo and pushing all of these experts and military chaps and all of these other people who have been sitting there doing disarmament and not much else to really look at what they're doing in a much broader context for the well-being of our planet.